We're going to begin this hour by talking about holiday safety, specifically holiday fire safety. Every year, the Chapel Hill Fire Department does a December initiative called Keep the Wreath Green. They put a wreath up outside the main fire station that's full of green bulbs every time there is a household fire in Chapel Hill during the month of December. They replace one of those green bulbs with a red bulb. The idea is to keep the wreath green. We are joined in the studio by a couple of special guests. We've got Chapel Hill Fire Chief Matt Sullivan, and also from the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Emily Powell. Matt, Emily, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for having us.
So tell us about the Keep the Wreath Green initiative. This has been going on for some years now, and I know about half the time we're actually successful at keeping the wreath green over the course of the season.
Yeah, we have. The Keep the Wreath Green initiative is a good way to remind people in the holiday season to keep Christmas trees and greenery that might be in the house wet and keep water in the tree, to pay a special extra attention to trees and things inside the house to make sure that there aren't any house fires.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the, you mentioned a couple of them, but what are some of the biggest holiday safety concerns when it comes to like this particular time of the year?
Sure. The biggest concern would be the extra risk that we're putting in our homes, the things that we don't typically have, candles, your fireplace, extra electrical, the strand lights, the inflatables. We're adding all these things to our home that aren't typically there. And on top of that, we're busier, we're distracted, we've got more people in our homes. So it's just this confluence of risks that we're taking. So candles are definitely one of the major problems. They start a third of the fires. And then tree fires actually don't start as often as you think, but it's how serious they get, how quickly.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially those like big trees when they dry out, that can get real bad real fast, I can imagine.
A little known thing is that a wet tree actually will burn less than a dry tree.
Mm-hmm.
So it does take more to light a wet tree on fire.
Right. So, and we were talking about this with Police Chief Chris Blue yesterday, just sort of holiday safety in general. And he said the same thing about being distracted. There's a lot of specific holiday things, like the things that we put in our house, or we get packages and we stick them in prominent places where people can see. And those are the specific things that happen. But just being distracted with holiday stuff and activity and end of the year buzz and family coming in and out and planning trips and all of that stuff, that can contribute to serious safety concerns in ways that I hadn't really considered before.
For sure.
Yeah.
And once again, you know, with Thanksgiving just passed, but also with Christmas, kitchen fires are a problem, and not only with what might get lit on fire on the stovetop, but also if you turn your back or drop a dish towel down or something like that, it creates the potential for a kitchen fire. And so it is important to pay attention and to focus on the small things sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So paying attention, making sure your trees are watered. What are some other safety tips?
Yeah, one of my biggest safety tips would be planning and finding solutions to these risks. So things like cooking fires, we can add a timer to your kitchen. So you remember to get back in there. If you're, you know, in the middle of a conversation and that timer goes off, you're going back to your kitchen to take whatever's in the oven out. Same thing for your lights, adding a timer. If you're not always going to be home to turn them off, or overnight, or you go to bed early because you're feeling run down and sick, add a timer. Go shopping for these solutions and add them to your decorating so that the lights are going off automatically. Or buying like heavy duty quality extension cords and power strips, grounded and protected power strips. Just adding these resources to your decorating and to your holiday season can reduce the risk that we're kind of assuming this time of year.
How much of a concern are like outdoor Christmas lights in terms of fire safety? Is it the lights? Is it like the cords? Or
The big problem with lights are frayed cords, using indoor lights outside, and then overloading your electrical, especially if you're one of these like Griswold family homes, right? These take certain amount
of
planning.
Got a couple of friends, yeah.
Really quality extension cords, heavy gauges, good planning. Like I saw it yesterday at my neighbor's house, and I was really proud of them. There's a certain box that you can buy that protects your power strip, and it keeps it out of the elements. It keeps people from tripping over it. So the solutions are out there. And then, of course, you want to follow the recommendations in the manual or the instructions about how much you can load on a certain electrical.
speaking with Fire Chief Matt Sullivan and Emily Powell, talking about holiday fire safety. And we know about Chief Sullivan. Emily, tell us about you. What's your role in the department?
Sure. Chief Sullivan saw the need for a fire and life safety educator earlier this year. So I've been working with the fire department about 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, I was with the fire safety office at UNC. Before that, I was actually already at the fire department in Chapel Hill for 9 years. And before that, I was a student. So a good amount of investment in Chapel Hill came from Greensboro, and this is where we've settled.
Awesome. So what are some of the things that you'll be doing kind of year-round?
Yeah, I spread safety messages, prevention messages, and injury prevention messages anywhere I can. So I work a lot with kids, a lot with groups and schools, answering questions for citizens, just kind of customer service-based things, too. And getting the fire department's name out there is just part of the community, too.
Yeah. What's the question you get the most?
Why is my smoke alarm beeping?
is that like an immediate urgent question or
yeah,
just like in general?
Yeah, and I'm glad to handle it because it gives me an opportunity to have a conversation about smoke alarms, how many you need,
mm-hmm.
changing your batteries, getting entire new smoke alarms every 10 years. And then sometimes we get in the home and it's not the smoke alarm, it's the carbon monoxide detector.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a conversation about that too, and that's fine.
Getting new smoke alarms every 10 years.
Yes.
That one I hadn't heard. So
take the smoke alarm off your ceiling. And look at the back of it. It should have a born-on date, I call it. It's the manufacturer date, and you want to replace them every 10 years.
Awesome. So talking again with Emily Powell, Chief Matt Sullivan, Holiday Fire Safety, the Keep the Wreath Green initiative is going on right now, and you can catch the wreath at the fire station on
station
Columbia.
One,
yeah.
On Martin Luther King.
At what point does it become MLK? Is it when the curve happens?
I think it's right there at the split. So
it's right there. Yes, yeah.
That, one side of the station is mm-hmm. MLK, and the other is Columbia.
You know, that road in Chapel Hill, just north of Wright downtown by the by Town Hall. So go there and check it out. Is the wreath still green right now? Or?
I looked at it as we drove off, and it is still green, Aaron.
Awesome.
We did have an interesting thing happen yesterday, which I think accentuates what Emily's talking about with the alarms beeping. We had a citizen call us about a carbon monoxide alarm, and her question was, I think my alarm is broken, it's beeping. I have a second one that's not beeping. Can you send someone out to check it? So we sent a crew out, and sure enough, she had a problem with her gas fireplace logs, and it was emitting carbon monoxide at dangerous levels.
Mm-hmm.
And she paid attention, made the call, and I think possibly saved her own life.
That's good. So the problem was with the one that wasn't beeping rather than the one that was.
Correct.
Okay. So other things going on. I know we've got something coming up on Friday, which is really cool, a Santa roof rescue in downtown Chapel Hill, right?
Yes, sir. It's going to be fun. We're excited to be working with our community arts and culture partners of the town and 140 West to rescue Santa from the rooftop at 140, and we're going to use our new aerial truck, the Tower 72, to do that rescue and effect that rescue, and hopefully weather will hold for us and we'll have a great time out there with families and kids. And there's some educational information we'll distribute, and Emily's going to do some things with the kids up there, so it's
awesome.
Going to be great.
So the rescue is going to be kind of in conjunction with Second Friday Art Walk. Is it weather permitting, or is it going to happen one way or the other?
So we're going to make that call on Friday morning
once
we take a look at the weather. Of course, certain weather will prevent us from using the aerial safely to do what we need to do. We can always use it in weather in an emergency, but we want to evaluate the risk before we get out there and make an announcement.
And the equipment that you're going to be showcasing on Friday, tell us about that, because this is really cool as well.
So it's our new 100-foot ladder platform. Was bought a year ago by the town as part of the public safety bonds. It is a incredible tool. We've been up and done a lot of practice with it. We've used it in a couple of rescues, but it's modern. It's got all the high-tech devices and gadgets. It beats toting the hose up 100 feet of a wood ladder, which I did when I first started here. So it is. It shows, really demonstrates the investment this community has in safety, but also in our firefighters and making sure they have the right and best equipment possible to do their job.
And that's going to be Friday, 5:30 to 7:30. Am I right about that?
Yep. Correct.
In downtown Chapel Hill at 140 West. Speaking with Matt Sullivan and Emily Powell, other things that people need to know about the fire department and specifically about holiday safety?
Well, I think community safety is everyone's responsibility. I think you've heard Chief Blue and I say that before. I also would think just around the holidays with young kids, we see it on TV sometimes, the choking hazards and gifts, and just pay attention to your kids and make sure that stuff's not laid out, plastic bags and things. That could be a terrible hazard for a young person. We don't want anybody's holiday to be overshadowed with tragedy.
Emily?
Yeah, safe gifts are definitely, to focus back on fire safety, I would say fireplaces. If you're going to use your fireplace, have it inspected. That's not something the Chapel Hill Fire Department does. We do occasionally get questions about that, so have a certified technician look at your fireplace and your chimney. Make sure that's safe. And then I would recommend a nice, sturdy screen to keep the embers in and the children away.
Yep. And the pets away as well.
Yes.
I've got a cat that loves the screen on the fireplace. So
I have a dog that hates the fireplace. So maybe our cat and our dog can get together.
And the inspection is for gas and wood for any kind of fireplace.
Yes.
Yeah, any kind of fireplace you have, make sure you have it inspected. Good advice. Check out the Chapel Hill Fire Department online at townofchapelhill.org and check out the Keep the Wreath Green initiative at Fire Station Number 1, just north of right downtown at Columbia/MLK, and the Santa Rescue this Friday, 5:30 to 7:30, right downtown at 140 West. Emily Powell, Matt Sullivan, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Aaron.